Thank goodness I can come to the floor of the House and speak my piece. And as long as C-SPAN cameras are running, well, they won't be cut off, but I understand there's even an effort to try and limit C-SPAN's access to the American households. But I have to tell you something. As I saw the African Americans, mostly African Americans, families ripped apart, I could only think about slavery. Families ripped apart. Herded into what looked like concentration camps. And so I was reminded of a Miami Herald article written on July 5th, the day after Freedom Day, 1987. The title of the article was Reagan AIDS and the Secret Government. And here's a quote from that article. The martial law, well, I'll just do this part. A copy of the memo was obtained by the Herald. The scenario outlined in the Brinkerhoff memo resembles somewhat a paper Giuffrida had written in 1970 at the Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, in which he advocated martial law in case of a national uprising by black militants. In which he advocated martial law in case of a national uprising by black militants. The paper also advocated the roundup and transfer of to, quote, assembly centers or relocation camps of at least 21 million American Negroes. Now, I didn't write that. The U.S. government wrote that. They were round up 21 million Negroes because they were afraid of freeing black people. A story of neglect? I'm not surprised about any story of neglect of the people that comes from this body with this set of priorities that passes these kinds of budgets on the backs of the American people. Those kinds of tax cuts on the backs of the American people. I want to commend my sister, Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who has said that it's time for us to get serious about poverty in this country. It's time for us to get serious. I'm a proud co-sponsor of legislation for with Barbara Lee. I will just conclude by saying that on the United States State Department website is a how to identify misinformation. Does the story fit the pattern of a conspiracy theory?
The time has expired. The chair has an obligation to remind the members, particularly the gentlelady from Georgia, that it's out of order in debate to ascribe unworthy motives to the president, and the gentlelady's time has expired.